This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 779. Journaling pumps up the weakest writing muscles.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, you'll learn 3 options for keeping a journal to develop your writing fluency for improved IELTS scores.
Hey, Jessica, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh. Hello. How are you today?
Oh, that was funny. Guys, you know, we have fun. We have fun on this show.
Oh, yeah, of course. What would it be if it were not fun? I mean, we wouldn't do it otherwise, right? We wouldn't
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You know what's funny? So I've been going through some stuff, like packing some things, deciding. We have like a storage unit that goes with our new condo, right? So trying to figure out what I'm going to put in the storage compared to what I'll put in our actual home. And anyway, I came across this whole box full of journals and notebooks that I kept throughout my younger years. crazy amount of writing, you guys. Lindsay, did you ever keep like diaries and journals?
Oh, for sure. I mean, definitely when I was growing up a little bit, but more when I was traveling in my 20s. And, you know, recently going back and looking through those journals was so humbling.
Like, you know, don't have to say anything too embarrassing.
Yeah, of course. Just being in another mindset, literally another mindset, right? So like as we grow, we just think differently as we get older, I guess, or we learn from our mistakes, you know? So I just can't imagine like being in that same mindset that I was then. It's just, it's a different world,
I know,
different life.
Right? Yeah. Well, I feel like also when you're growing up, like, and through your 20s, really, before you're adulting, as we say, guys, if you want to know about adulting, go to All Ears English. Lindsay and I talked about it on that podcast. Anyway, but when we're young, everything seems so big and so serious. Like, I feel like I was always so dramatic, and like reading some of the stuff, what I was so worried about. Right. And looking back, I'm like, really? Like, who cares if you had a stain on your pants and were embarrassed all day or like whatever, you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Yeah, I think we get more perspective as we get older and not every, it's not all about us. Like I think we are kind of like small-minded when we're young and we think we're the center of the world and everyone's looking at us, but then we get a little older, we get that perspective, right?
True. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Oh, thank God. What if we didn't? Oh, God. guys, so we are connecting this to IELTS today, guys. You know, I just want to say this week has been power packed. These episodes we've done this week, just amazing. We're on fire.
We are on fire.
So guys, the reason why we're talking about journals is because we have mentioned this on the show before, that we do recommend you guys keep journals to develop writing fluency. So just to remind you guys what that means. We always talk about speaking fluency, right? Like being able to talk about anything comfortably at any time, not worrying while you speak, addressing anything naturally. But guys, all of that you need to do for writing as well. So why don't we work on writing fluency? Why are we only learning to write essays? That is not going to fully develop you as a writer.
Yeah, exactly. And we know that writing is probably by far the most challenging part of the IELTS exam for you guys. We've seen that over and over. And that's all the more reason why we should be journaling, because we want you to get kind of intimate with writing, to feel comfortable with it. And this is one way to do it.
Exactly. Exactly, you guys. So the reason why we're talking about this, because we're like, Okay, we talk about journaling all the time, but how? What does that mean? You guys have the why, right? Like, you know you should be doing it, but what do you write about? And the thing is, it's going to be different for all of you. So we're going to have three options today, guys. You could choose just one, something that really resonates with you. I love that phrase. That's a really hot word right now, guys. To say something resonates with you, it means that something feels right. Don't think about it too much. You don't have to have a scientific reason, but if something feels right, then trust that feeling, right? Yeah. So if one of today's ideas resonates with you, then do that or try all three.
Yeah. And I mean, again, just to remind you guys, we do have these as part of our study plan, right? We have journaling as part of your course in Three Keys IELTS, don't we, Jessica?
Yes, there are assignments in there, guys, that ask you to write about different things. Yeah, it's funny. A lot of the times we are recommending you guys to do resources or activities. Or I'm like, yeah, nope, they're all in the study plan anyway. Right. So if you want more resources and ideas and you don't have to come up with it yourself or wonder, what should I write about today? Who should I listen to? Just become a Three Keys student.
Yeah, exactly. And don't forget, guys, the price on Three Keys IELTS is going up on the 14th, Monday, October 14th. So get in now. But that's a side point. Gosh. Yeah. All right.
That's only 2 weeks away, though. Okay.
Yeah, soon.
So the first option, guys, is to journal about yourself, right? Because that's usually what we think when we think writing a diary or keeping a journal. But sometimes it's tough. Like, what do you write about? If I say, okay, write about yourself tonight, write about your day, you're like, well, I'm not really sure. So guys, there is a cool website called 119 Journal Prompts. And Lindsay and I are going to share a couple of those with you and talk about maybe what our answers would be. Lindsay, what do you think about that?
Oh, I love it because I'm just looking at some of these questions and they're juicy. I mean, they're good. It's good for us to do this anyways. And again, I want to go back to that point of this is going to get you comfortable with writing because you're doing it in a way that's kind of on your terms, right? So obviously this doesn't take the place of practicing writing task one and task two, right?
Of course.
We learn the strategies, we do that, but this is the other side to get you comfortable around writing. I mean, maybe we can just throw out a couple of the prompts. Jessica, what do you think?
Yeah. Okay, I love it. Okay. We're going to surprise each other here, guys. All right. I'm going to... I know it's scary. Some of these are like really deep and scary. I'm not gonna ask any of the super deep ones. So she also has different suggestions for how to write. Like, could be in paragraphs, it could be in lists. Lindsay and I love lists, so I'm gonna ask you this one. Places you've enjoyed visiting. Let's say the top two.
Wow, top two. What stands out in my mind, definitely I would write about Cabo Polonio, which is a place in Uruguay. It's a beach. It's a beach town that doesn't have any electricity. So you have to walk through a desert to get there. It's like a 4-hour walk through the desert to get there. Once you get there, the stars are incredible because there's literally no pollution light, right?
That's amazing.
Yeah, there's nothing. So you just look up at the stars. So that would be my first favorite. And then my second favorite, coming up with something quick. Let's say Paris, because Paris is close to my heart. I studied there in college and I just went back this fall and we had a blast just sitting at those cafes and drinking coffee, drinking wine, nothing like it. That's what I would talk about. Yeah.
And you know what, guys? This could be a speaking part two question. So I'm looking at these prompts, guys, a lot of them are totally IELTS questions as well. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. I have a question for you. Are you ready to commit yourself to improving your IELTS scores? It is fall. It is the time to get serious. Get into Three Keys IELTS now before the price goes up on October 14th. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic, or if you also want private classes, go to allearsenglish.com/coach. See you in there, guys.
For sure, for sure. So I'm thinking, okay, Jessica, here's a question for you. Journal about the person, the people you most admire. How about that?
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, automatically, I think of my mom, like, yeah, first and foremost. My mom is such a strong woman. And in fact, I just sent her a birthday bouquet of flowers this morning. Aww. And on the card, I told her, like, thank you for being such a strong role model and friend and supporting me throughout all my crazy decisions my whole life. And like, all of that is true, right? And yeah, she really modeled what it's like to be a strong woman, get an education no matter what stage of your life. She got her bachelor's in her 40s and continued on to get her master's immediately after that, making her own choices and supporting herself, raising three kids, and still like looking fabulous. She wakes up at like 4 in the morning to exercise. Like, this lady is a machine.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, she is number one.
That's amazing. I love that. I mean, look at this. So as we're talking about these important topics, we're writing about these important topics, we get comfortable with just having the pen in our hand and writing it out. I love it. That's going to transfer to your confidence on test day for sure.
Completely, completely, guys. So if you are taking the paper-based version, get a special notebook that is just for journaling. And I like this phrase that I know I've mentioned it before, but I remember coming across it when I was doing my master's. Writing is the best form of self-discovery. So as you're writing, you're going to realize things you wouldn't otherwise realize, like just talking about it. So definitely, guys, if you're doing the computer version, start a blog. Like, keep a computer journal somehow.
Yeah, guys, and stay tuned if you are taking the computer version. Our current course is great if you're taking the computer version, but soon we will be coming out with a computer version of Three Keys IELTS. So we'll have that for you. So get excited for that. Coming soon.
Yeah. We're working hard on it, you guys. Learning lots of new skills. It's going to be amazing. Okay. So the second idea, guys, what if, and I love this, what if you're just like, oh my God, I do not want to think about myself anymore. I spend too much time in my head already. Yeah. I love the idea of having fiction prompts. So there's a website, 365 Creative Writing Prompts. Guys, come back to the blog for this. I'm going to have these links there. This is episode 779. So definitely come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com/episodes. So, okay, this is going to be really challenging to come up with on the spot. I didn't even send you this link, did I? Okay.
That's okay. I just found it. That's okay. Okay, so Jessica, you have a prompt for me here. We're going to the fiction side of things. So do you have a question?
Yes. Okay. These are kind of odd, guys. This is really going to encourage you to be like open-minded. So it's like, okay, just whatever comes to mind.
Okay.
Number 4, dancing.
Wow. What comes to mind?
Wait, so there's a question. Who is dancing and why are they tapping their toes?
Oh my gosh. All right. So the first thing that comes to my mind, honestly, is Buenos Aires, my time in Argentina and watching tango dancers at the, I think they called them, I can't remember the name of the type of dance studio that you go to and have a drink and watch like real tango dancers. So I'm seeing like this like sexy man dancing with like tight pants and a beautiful woman in a dress. And like, they're just passionate. They're dancing because they feel the rhythm. I don't know. They're just like living that kind of life where they're actually in touch with the rhythm of music. That's what comes to my head.
That's so fun. These guys, the prompts on here are such a great mix between like a question like that, where you can use like real memories, right? But it encourages you to look at them like a pinpointed descriptive memory, which is beautiful, instead of just making lists, right? Like we talked about for the first one. But then there's like other creative ones. Like here, I'll do the next one where it says like, number 6, eye contact. Write about two people seeing each other for the first time. So I could create like these two characters that are like, walking down the sidewalk on a busy New York snowy day, and one person, the woman, drops her packages, and she's so bundled up that when she reaches down, her hat and her scarf fall off, and the man is passing by, mm-hmm. and he helps her. Like, I could go on, but yeah. this would be such a fun way to begin, like, a really creative endeavor.
Yeah, I love this. I mean, I think one takeaway for me here, guys, is that if, you know, you should exercise the muscle that's not as strong. So for me, I think fiction is not as strong. So I would spend more time on this fiction prompt site, right?
Love
Working
it.
With those questions. But on your side, I feel like you're quite strong around fiction because you read a lot of sci-fi, Jessica, right?
Yeah, I am all about the fiction, the sci-fi and fantasy for sure. Yeah. So I would probably challenge myself on the other side. Mm-hmm. I would probably, right? Because I feel like creating stuff is sort of an easy way out for me. It's an escape. I don't have to like think about it. Like it's fun. It's very fun. But what challenges me and challenges parts of my brain would be that really reflective, granular sort of stuff.
That's so interesting. That is so interesting. So guys, you know, I think this is going to do so much more too. Like for me, if I were taking IELTS, I would struggle with just coming up with quick ideas in writing and in speaking, you know, that are somewhat fiction based. Like when you have to create a story that may not be true, and you can do that on IELTS, but I might struggle with that because I haven't been honing my fiction mind. So this is about so much more than just writing skills, right? It's more about thinking skills. Yeah.
Completely. And guys, we get questions all the time from students, like, how do I come up with ideas? Just that like beginning step, that first step, right?
Yeah.
If you don't feel confident with that first step, the rest of it's going to be way hard. So the coming up with ideas part, guys, these muscles in your brain, like Lindsay said, have to be exercised. And these first two ways are amazing for accomplishing that. So the third way, guys, is just the traditional keeping a diary or keeping a journal. So usually, Lindsay, if we say someone keeps a journal, like what does that mean they write about?
Well, I think in the very traditional sense, it would be just in the evening in bed, you just write about your day. Or for me, it was a lot of travel journaling, right? When I was traveling in my 20s in South America, I was going through a lot of inner turmoil. Right? So I had to journal on that. So it's kind of an emotional release. Right, to reflect
definitely.
And release.
Mm-hmm. And guys, like if it is an emotional release for sure. Yeah. And we know that anxiety is a huge part of preparing for IELTS, guys. So I think this third option is also amazing. And that's why we have a whole anti-anxiety module in the course in Three Keys IELTS. No other IELTS course addresses you as a holistic learner, right? Yeah. If you think about test prep, right? It's so dry. Mm-hmm. There's just quizzes. It's some like boring dude in a bad shirt in front of a whiteboard or something. But guys, Three Keys IELTS is none of that. We respect you as a person. We inspire you. And we also address the whole part of preparation, like anxiety.
Exactly, because we bring our whole selves to the exam. So we can't pretend that we're just bringing our static thinking mind to the exam. We're bringing our bodies to the exam, our minds, our hearts, on test day. And so we definitely don't leave that behind, guys. So that's awesome. So guys, pick one of these categories or do all three. But like we said before, pick the muscle that you haven't been exercising and exercise that one.
Exactly.
So good.
Awesome. And guys, remember, you only have a couple more weeks before we raise the price for the course. So get in now and also get your podcast listener bonus. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic. Or if you want classes with an IELTS expert on Skype, go to allearsenglish.com/coach.
All right. Excellent. Very cool. So Jessica, thanks for hanging out today. This has been awesome, as always.
As always. This week is amazing. I love all of our I love all of our episodes, but this week especially for some reason.
Me too. All right, then I will see you next week back on the show. Have a good one. Good luck with the move, by the way.
Oh gosh, thanks. Yeah. I'll update
Let
you
us
guys
know.
Next week.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.